I was mistaken, sir. I thought I saw... It was a confusing moment. The older man put a hand on his shoulder and squeezed, wordlessly. The rescue unit, two men and a woman, came crowding in. They relieved the black man, ripped open the suspect's shirt, applied two inductor pads to his chest, and cranked his heart. He flopped around and coughed and retched. They had to repeat it twice before his heartbeat stabilized. The woman stood up. She would take him to the cardiac ward or to the secure ward. Secure ward, Rabin said. Have them find out what drug he's on. This was a 71 Tychon reaction. Probably a DD, she said. She made a gesture, and her two helpers rolled the man onto a stretcher. They rushed him out the door. The Chancellor thanked the black man, Professor Pack, and ushered him out. Sir, if you don't need me, I'd better follow the ambulance.
Of course, Sergeant. Thank you.
On the way to where he'd double-parked, Rabin called dispatch and said he was ambulance-chasing, headed for the secure ward at North Florida. He had to shout to be heard over the ambulance's shriek. The Historian. The sudden wail shattered his concentration. He watched the ambulance lift and sail down the street, followed by a squad car. What department was that building? Physics? He capped the old-fashioned fountain pen and took a sip of his tea. He liked to work here, on the edge of the student food court, because nobody would sit down and say, "Hey, you writing a book?" There were distractions, but usually, if it was sirens, they were of the female variety. He opened the memory book and typed in a date. It had every Gainesville newspaper from the Civil War onward. He reread an article for the dozenth time and continued writing. The first battle was really no more than a skirmish. A raiding party of 42 cavalry rode into town, encountering no resistance. They posted guards on the streets entering Gainesville, while the main body constructed a hasty fort of cotton bales on what is now University Avenue. Mrs. Dickerson, wife of the cavalry commander, happened to be visiting Gainesville. She knew that there was a cavalry group camped a few miles away at Noonansville. She wrote a note explaining the situation and sent it via her 8-year-old son, who slipped by the Yankee picket, pretending to be grazing his horse. The small Confederate force, led by Captain Chambers, attacked the next morning, but were unable to break through the cotton bale fortifications. The Union soldiers, armed with repeating rifles, killed one man and many horses. Chambers retreated with his wounded to a camp outside the city, but the Yankees decided to quit while they were ahead, and that night returned to their main group at Waldo. They torched a syrup warehouse, but left behind nearly $1 million, $85 million in today's money, worth of supplies and provisions.
This ends Disc 2.